From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria as new UN-mediated peace talks on Syria get underway in Geneva. The Russian leader said the task before the armed forces has been largely completed and ordered them to begin a withdrawal of the main part of the force. Damascus says it agreed with the move, saying it was a coordinated action. The White House said President Obama spoke about the matter with his Russian counterpart. Josh Earnest is a presidential spokesman.
We have talked about how Russia's continued military intervention to prop up the Assad regime made the efforts to reach a political transition or to make a political transition even more difficult. That as long as Russia was aggressively weighing in militarily, they were removing at least part of the incentive for the regime to even engage in those kinds of conversations.
Meanwhile, Syrian proximity peace talks began Monday in Geneva. UN mediator Stefan de Mistura warned if the talks fail, a return to fighting is inevitable. Soldiers patrolled the empty beaches of the resort town of Grand Bassam in Ivory Coast Monday, a day after armed men launched an attack that killed 18, including 15 civilians and three soldiers. Foreign nationals, including four French citizens and a German woman, were among the dead. All three gunmen were killed. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack, which targeted hotels. It follows similar deadly attacks on hotels in the capitals of Mali, Burkina Faso, last year. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara declared 3 days of mourning. He addressed the nation Monday evening. This is VOA News. Turkey pointed Monday to two Kurdish rebels, a man and a woman, as likely responsible for the deadly suicide car bombing Sunday in Ankara that killed 35 people and wounded another 125. After visiting the wounded at an Ankara hospital, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said there are very serious, almost certain findings that point to the separatist terrorist organization, referring to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, known as the PKK. The Prime Minister said officials have detained 11 suspects accused of being directly linked to the bombing. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power Monday said Tehran's missile launches last week were dangerous, destabilizing, and provocative, and undermined the prospect for peace in the region.
These were designed to be capable of delivering nuclear weapons. This merits a council response. Russia seems to be lawyering its way to look for reasons not to act, rather than stepping up and being prepared to shoulder our collective responsibility.
Washington says the launches violate language of a UN resolution adopted in July. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin categorically ruled out new sanctions against Tehran, saying there was no legal violation of the Security Council resolution. Myanmar is set to get a new president Tuesday. The country's parliament will hold a historic vote to pick the new leader from a group of three candidates. The vote comes as the formerly army-ruled nation transitions toward its first civilian government in decades. Among the candidates is Tin Jaw, a childhood friend and longtime confidant of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. The president is set to take office April 1st. Egypt Monday devalued its currency, the pound, to 8.85 to the dollar from 7.73 in an effort to ease a foreign exchange shortage that's hurting business activity. The central bank said it hopes to follow a more flexible approach to the exchange rate and rebuild foreign exchange reserves to about $25 billion from the current $16.5 billion. The Egyptian stock market soared nearly 7%, the biggest one-day boost since the ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in mid-2013. The European Union has suspended direct financial aid to Burundi for ignoring human rights and failing to stop deadly political violence, sparked by last year's decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to seek a controversial third term. Hundreds died, tens of thousands fled the violence. The Malawian government Monday destroyed more than 2.5 tons of ivory smuggled from Tanzania in a move aimed at combating poaching. Tanzania had obtained a 3-month delay in carrying out the burning, arguing the ivory, worth some $3 million, should be preserved as evidence, but it did not seek a further delay. Malawi has another 4 tons to destroy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.